Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today, we are bringing you the first of two interviews with Dr. Gerald Marr of Marshfield, Massachusetts. He's a dentist, a TMJ specialist, and team dentist for the New England Patriots, discussing preventing football concussions with his Marr mouthguard. All right, before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. All right, so this is a jam-packed episode, so let's go ahead with the interview with Dr. Marr. All right, welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm really happy to have with me on the phone today Dr. Gerald Marr. Now, we had Dr. Marr on the show about, I think it was 2009. Do you remember Dr. Marr? Is that when it was?
It was around that, yes.
Okay, somewhere around there. And Dr. Marr has been working with the New England Patriots, or had been, working with them on a thing called the Marr Mouthpiece. And the Marr Mouthpiece was designed to minimize the amount of concussions that a football player would sustain. If they were wearing this device, they could get hit but not necessarily receive a concussion, because it would reposition the mandible so that the condyles of your jaw, the lower jaw, would be positioned over some more solid bone rather than the thin bone where they would normally rest. Right, Dr. Marr?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and so then the force wouldn't be transmitted into the brain like it would normally if they're wearing your device.
Yes.
Okay, now we have, and by the way, I really appreciate you being on the show again, and he is in Marshfield, Massachusetts, as we speak, and so you'll hear some things in the background, but we're really happy that he was willing to be on the show. And so back in 2009, concussions, the NFL wasn't necessarily acknowledging that they had a problem, were they?
No, they were not.
But you had some research that showed, you told me when you were on the show that time, that the team you worked with, the New England Patriots, had the lowest number of concussions in the league because they were wearing your device, right?
That's correct.
So does that mean the NFL was actually keeping track? How did you know you had the least number? Was every team required to keep track, or you just called the different team physicians or dentists?
Yes. What happens in the NFL, they do a very, very good job of tracking injuries. The reason for this is the contract that they have with the NFL Players Association. It's a negotiated contract. So that you need to track the injuries of the players, which would be the NFLPA. If a concussion is recorded, and I put that in quotation marks because some of the concussions are not recorded, and I'll use the example of the quarterback on the St. Louis Rams this year, who had, I believe his name is Casey Keenum, had trouble standing up. The players pulled him back up to his feet. Obviously, he had gotten a concussion and nothing was done. And then he went out the next 2 weeks with a concussion, which I think is a total disgrace, because there's supposed to be independent people who are supposed to monitor the safety of the players, which in my mind is paramount. And the NFL doesn't do this. The NFL really doesn't want to hear about the problem with concussions. This year, concussions went up from 200 last year, reported, to over 270, which is an extremely large increase, especially since now you are not allowed to practice and hit as much as you used to be able to do in the NFL. And this was negotiated with the NFL Players Association.
So wait, there's less hitting and more concussions? How's that?
That's correct. There's less hitting and more concussions. And there's been various rules designed in negotiations with the NFL Players Association to not have hits to the head. One of the things that I think should be mandatory is that all players should be wearing mouthguards.
Right.
It would radically cut down on the concussions. Again, this has to be a negotiated deal. with the NFL Players Association. The negotiations always, if one side proposes something, the other side wants something in return, even though safety should be the biggest factor.
Oh, I see. So they use it as a bargaining chip when they shouldn't be.
Yes, it's used as a bargaining chip, and brain cells are being killed as a result of it.
That's terrible.
I recently saw the movie Concussion. There was about Bennett Amalu, who is a coroner, and he was working in the state of Pennsylvania. He presently lives in California. And I hope to hook up with him when I go out to the Super Bowl. I'll be leaving next Wednesday to go out to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry that my Patriots aren't in it, but we'll be going out to California anyways.
Yeah.
And I have scheduled a meeting with Dr. Amalu out in California, because he presently resides in California, about a discussion on concussions.
Oh, okay. And by the way, Dr. Amalu, he is the one that Will Smith plays in the movie Concussion. So if you haven't yet seen the movie, when you do, that's the Will Smith character. And Dr. Amalu is the one that figured out that these continuous hits over and over again were what was causing the concussions, which was then causing the damage to the brain, which was ruining these former players' lives and causing them to want to take their own life.
That's correct. I remember a few years ago, there was an offensive guard on the Patriots. His name was John Hanna. And John is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. John has been ranked as the best guard ever in the history of football. He's in the top 50. The last 50 years, he was the number one offensive guard in football. And John said to me personally, and John wore my mouth guard every single game he ever played.
Awesome.
And John said to me, "Doc, when I get old, I'm going to be a piece of meat. You're going to throw me out and get a new piece of meat." And that's basically what the philosophy of the NFL is with the players. It's like gladiators from Rome.
Wow.
And nobody cares about their lifestyle. Nobody cares about what happens to them after the game. There have been so many instances. The latest one would be Junior Seau. And Junior was a very, very good friend of mine when he was with the New England Patriots. Junior never wore a mouth guard from high school. And he was one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. And Junior took his life a couple of years ago. And he shot himself in the heart rather than in the head because he wanted his head autopsied.
I remember that, yeah. He knew something was wrong, and he says, please examine my brain.
Yes, he did. And the emotions that the players have, which has been totally ignored by the NFL, these players want help. It's ruining their families. It's ruining their financial structure. And the NFL is all about money.
Wow.
I personally think it's a disgrace.
Dr. Maher, would you do me a favor and just tell my listeners what exactly is a concussion?
A concussion is damage to your brain cells. When you get a blow, your brain basically floats like an olive in a martini and bounces from side to side on the glass. And this kills brain cells. And when brain cells are killed, they can never be regenerated. And that is a major, major problem.
Right.
And if, in fact, you do not allow the nerves to re-heal, you will kill more brain cells.
Oh, so you've already killed some, but you have to let it heal, sit for a few days, so that the ones that are maybe not dead but damaged can heal themselves.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. That's why they sit out. Okay.
Yeah. And that is why they have now concussion protocol, which has come into vogue in the last couple of years, so that the players cannot stimulate the mind to damage more cells. And it's sort of like an oxymoron. They don't want the players to think after they've got a concussion because
really?
You need rest.
Really? They just like sit in a dark room or sleep or what?
Yes, you need to rest your brain.
Oh.
And in this electronic age with cell phones and video games and computers, this all, quote-unquote, stimulates the mind. And if you have gotten a concussion, it will absolutely do more damage to the brain than the initial injury. And this is very, very important, especially for high school student-athletes.
Okay.
When they get a concussion in football, hockey, soccer, basketball, wherever sport they're playing, that they get a concussion, they need to not study. They need not to watch TV, do any video games. They need to rest their brain.
Wow.
So that they don't do any more damage.
I did not know that. I'm so glad that we have you on, because a lot of moms listen to this show, and parents have become very concerned about letting their children play football especially. And in fact, some NFL players have said they wouldn't want their child to go into the sport, right?
My children are 44 and 40, so obviously I'm a much older person, but my grandchildren, they play basketball and soccer, both of which you can get concussions on.
Right.
But they wanted to play football, and I strongly discouraged my daughter from allowing them to play football because I think the ramifications of playing football are enormous.
Wow. Dr. Amar, we have to go to a break. You can hang with me, right?
Okay, that's fine.
And I just want to remind people that concussions, and by the way, we always do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, so you might want to remember that this year in the NFL, concussions actually went up from 203 to 270, which I did the math, is a 35% increase, even after they have instituted all of these concussion protocols. That's amazing. All right, so, but before we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right. And I did not mention that the winner receives free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. And so if you call in, you have a chance to win free flowers. Today we are talking with Dr. Gerald Marr, a team dentist in the NFL, about concussions. According to Dr. Marr, the number of concussions this season, A, went up by 35% from 203 to 270, B, went down 35% from 270 to 203, or C, stayed the same. All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9255.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and we have four callers on the line, and we rolled a dice during the break, and it came up number three, which is Kathy. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Dr. Kvitko, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for listening, first of all, and for calling in. Hey, do you have the answer to our question of the day?
I do. It's sadly a increase of 35%.
Right. Is that right, Dr. Marr?
Yes, it is.
Oh, cool. That's cool. All right. So that's good. Now, hey, Kathy, what do you do for a living? I always ask.
I work at Heartland of Dublin. I'm the medical records clerk.
Oh. Oh, is
but
that a hospital?
I do... No, it's an extended care facility.
Oh, okay.
From the hospital to home. It's like a bridge.
Oh, okay.
Where people come. We're on Dublin Granville Road.
All right.
We have a wonderful physical therapy department.
My daughter's a physical therapist. Did you
know
that?
What's that?
I have a daughter that's a physical therapist.
Oh, she's a wonderful person then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening, and tune in every week, okay?
I sure will. Thank you to the doctor. I have an 11-year-old grandson that loves football, and listening to all the statistics, this has always been a concern of mine. So I will definitely see if he can get one of your mouth guards, doctor.
Awesome. Okay, sounds great. I will. And by the way, I might be the one to make that with his guidance. So.
Okay, that would be great. I'll hook him up with you.
Okay, thank you, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye
thank
now.
Thank you.
So if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 421. And today I have Dr. Gerald Marr of Marshfield, Massachusetts, and we're talking about concussions in the NFL and how to prevent them using his specially designed mouth guard. So thanks to my caller. Thank you for calling in. I mean, that's wild, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing that it would go up instead of down?
Yes, it is. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's staggering.
Okay.
It's killing brain cells.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what I want to do is, well, first of all, tell me a little bit about your background, because you're a dentist, but you seem to know more about medicine than some dentists. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Not to brag, but I've done a lot of research.
Okay. And how did you get interested in helping to prevent concussions as a practicing dentist?
I used to be a runner. I consider myself a senior shuffler at this point. I ran 18 marathons. My best was 2:57. And I ran this road race. It's the only race in my life I've ever won. It was a 5-mile race. And the person presenting the first place trophy was Marvin Hagler, Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Oh.
Who,
the boxer.
The boxer, yes. He was not middleweight champ of the world at that point in time. He was coming up into the ranks. And he had a toothache. And he said to me after I won the race, are you as good a dentist as you are a runner? And I think the only reason I won the race is because there weren't that many very good runners in the race, because I wasn't that good a runner. But I said, yes. And he says, well, I have a toothache. Can you take care of me on Monday? And I said, sure. And I gave him my phone number, and he came into the office, and I took care of him, and I didn't hurt him, which a lot of people associate with good dentistry,
right. Which
is not necessarily true. But anyways, Marvin and myself became very, very close friends. My wife and myself became very close friends with Marvin and his wife. We went on trips together, vacations together, spent New Year's Eve at his house every single year for about 10 years.
Wow.
He'd come to my house, which is on the ocean in Marshfield, for July 3rd, which is a huge time in Marshfield, Massachusetts, with fireworks and everything else. And we were very, very close friends. And Marvin wanted to know why he could hit somebody in the jaw fighting, knock them out.
Oh.
Why he could hit somebody else in the jaw with the exact same punch, the exact same leverage, right on what they call in boxing the sweet spot,
right. And
not knock them out. What was the difference? Why would one man get knocked out, which is a concussion,
right. And
another man not get knocked out? So we started investigating bone structures. We started investigating temporomandibular joint structures, strength of muscles, thickness of the temporalis muscle over the temporal lobe of brain, thickness of the frontalis muscle over the frontal lobe of brain. And over a period of years, I came up with this synopsis of where to put the jaw in the best possible position to prevent a concussion.
Interesting. Now,
that was how I came up with my mouth guard. And it was basically on the insistence of Marvin Hagler.
Wow.
Marvin wore my mouth guard for every single championship fight he ever fought. He was, in my mind, the greatest middleweight champion ever in the world, and is one extremely great human being. I was with Marvin last year in Milan, Italy. I took a trip to Italy and took the bullet train up to Milan and spent a day with Marvin and his wife. And Marvin, I said to him, I hadn't seen him in about 5 years, and I said, short stuff, which is his nickname.
Mm-hmm.
it's so great to see you, and it's so great to see you not with dementia.
Right.
How could I get dementia? I wore your mouth guard for all my fights. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful human being. And my research on mouth guards is really due to Marvin.
Wow. I did not know that.
He was the one that pushed me.
That's awesome. Now, was the research based on CAT scans of skulls? How did you figure out the bone thicknesses?
We did it with CAT scans.
Okay. And these were CAT scans of deceased people or live people?
No. Everyone was alive. We started off doing it on boxes because that was the field that I was in.
Okay.
And we literally measured the petrous portion of the temple bone.
Okay.
If any of your listeners have any knowledge of what the temporomandibular joint looks like, it's the part of the joint that is coming downward. And we move the condyle, which is the end of your jawbone, your mandible, to this position so that if you get a force on your jaw, the bone can dissipate the force before it gets to the temporal lobe of your brain.
Right.
If you grit your teeth in your normal bite position, the temporal lobe of your brain is within a millimeter and a half of the condyle of your jaw. We move it to about 6 millimeters by opening up the bite of your jaw.
Now, 6 millimeters doesn't sound like a lot, but it's more than 3 times what it would normally be.
Yes, it is.
4 times, actually, right? 4 times 1.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And now, oh, no, go ahead.
I would never say to anyone, if you wear my style mouth guard, you'll never get a concussion, because you don't know what the force is.
Right.
But at least you are using your body to dissipate the force. You're using your bone structure to dissipate the force. And this helps get rid of the force before the force gets to your brain and causes your brain to bounce like an olive in a martini glass.
Okay.
And that's what a concussion is.
Right.
And that kills brain cells.
Yeah.
And it severs neurons, which are the nerve impetus into your brain, and causes a lot of problems.
Wow. Hey, Dr. Marr, I have to go to another break. Just hang on, because this is fascinating. I'm learning more than I thought I would. Honestly, I thought I knew a lot on this topic. So hang with me. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko and Dr. Gerald Marr of the Marr Mouthpiece, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigart. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, now more of my interview with Dr. Gerald Marr of
All
the
right,
Marr.
So, hey, we're back. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko and Dr. Gerald Marr. And so, Dr. Marr, at some point then, you took your knowledge of how to prevent concussions that you learned through boxing, marvelous Marvin Hagler, and you got tied in with the New England Patriots, right?
Yes, that's correct.
How did that happen, and when did that happen?
There were a few articles written in newspapers about Marvin Hagler and myself, and I'm a TMJ specialist, which is a jaw specialist.
Right.
And in 1980, the trainer of the Philadelphia Eagles, whose name was Ron O'Neill, came up to the New England Patriots. And he asked the team dentist of the Philadelphia Eagles, who's a Dr. Steve Smith, who we would recommend in the New England area to help out with the teeth of the Patriots. And Steve Smith, through my TMJ work, recommended me. The same year, the New England Patriots drafted a running back from Notre Dame named Vegas Ferguson. And Vegas asked his team dentist, who was Dr. Jack Stenger, who he would recommend in the New England area to take care of his teeth. Jack Stenger, again through TMJ, symposiums and stuff that I had done, recommended myself.
Okay.
So the Patriots got me from Notre Dame and also from Philadelphia, so they felt that they had a pretty good recommendation, and plus with my work with Marvin Hagler, that was how I became the team dentist.
Oh, cool. That's very cool. And what year was that?
That was 1980.
Wow, 1980?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So you've been working on this for that long?
Well, I've been working with the Patriots for quite a while.
Okay.
And, I'm also the associate team dentist for the Boston Celtics and the New England Revolution. And I'll tell you, my association with the Patriots has been nothing but bliss.
That's good. That's great.
The players are tremendous. They are just wonderful, wonderful individuals, and I really, really enjoy my work with them. When I go out to California for the Super Bowl, I'm going to be hooking up with a very, very good friend of mine. His name is Mike Haynes. Mike was a defensive back for the Patriots and the Oakland Raiders. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is the number one cornerback ever in the history of football, according to the latest survey. Good friend of mine. Again, he wore my mouth guard for all of the games that he played in the National Football League. And he's a close, close personal friend.
That's awesome. Dr. Amar, this is so cool. What I want to do is I want to get you back next week, too. So let's arrange that. I'm out of time today, but
okay.
We're gonna set this up. So, yeah, bear with me. I want to... after I sign off, I want to be able to properly say goodbye, so don't hang up.
Okay.
All right, so...
Thank you, Doctor.
So, all right, now, before I forget, let me just tell you this is part one of a part two. So, as you just heard, I am going to have Dr. Marr back. He'll be back next week, which is that Sunday that big game is played, you know, the one they call a bowl, in a bowl, like a cereal bowl. I don't know, in that new stadium. But anyway... Because I've been reminded there's a copyright there. I have to be careful how many times I say bowl and Sunday in the same sentence, right? But anyway, okay. Now, I want to tell you, since I do have a minute and I don't have much, I have not seen the movie Concussion. And I wanted to see it before I interviewed Dr. Marr. And I could not find it. I'm telling you, it's not there. It's almost like it's been pulled. I think the NFL had something to do with, say, can you just stop running the movie for a week or two until we can get our game over with? I know when I first started telling some people this, they looked at me like I was crazy, but I went to one of those video stores, and they know that whole protocol. You know, it comes out in the main theaters, then it comes out in the dollar theaters, then it goes to, I think it goes to Netflix and Hulu and all that, and then it goes to DVD and Blu-ray, and then it goes, you know, all of that. And those people who are professionals in the business were both on their cell phones searching. They could not find this movie anywhere. I'm telling you, the movie is about kind of the conspiracy about how the NFL knew and didn't do anything. And the fact that I can't find that movie right now leading up to the big game tells me it's probably right. They're probably right. So I'm hopeful, too, to be able to get an interview with Dr. Amalo, the one that broke the story, the one that Will Smith played. And Dr. Marr is going to help me do that. So keep our fingers crossed. We might have Dr. Amalo on a future show. So anyway, hey, let me remind you again, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kavitko. And we would love it if you would go to our office Facebook page and like us. Also, as you know, we always give away free flowers from Vistember. They've been wonderful to us, and they continue to be wonderful to us. So if you are looking for flowers, call Vistember. It's V-I. It's hard to know what that word is because I say it so fast. But it's Vistember, and they are in Clintonville, and they do a wonderful job. All right, so I think that's it for this week. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every week. Goodbye. We'll see you then.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Dope.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.